A large crowd is expected tonight at the Tarpon Springs City Commission on Walmart's plans for a supercenter on vacant land beside the Anquot River. There actually could be two nights of hearings on the proposed superstore, considering the last such hearing, in January of 2005, lasted 12 hours and ended at 7 in the morning. There's been tremendous opposition to the plan by many who say the proposal would bring environmental damage to the site location, cause heavy traffic, and harm local businesses. Chris Rabofsky is an activist who has been battling against the proposed Walmart for years. He says the plan gets more complex by the day.
The Planning and Zoning Board recommended denial of the site plan because of the fact that their certificate of concurrency had expired after 1 year. And, of course, Walmart is asserting that they have 10 years, which, you know, a certificate of concurrency, to make it plain, simply is a number of studies, like traffic studies, impact studies, and safety studies that will have to be redone. And now what they've done, the last time I spoke speaking about this almost a year ago, we were having people call into the mayor and ask the mayor to put this concurrency issue on, and she refused to do it. And actually it was such a hot potato that the commissioners refused to do it for a long time as well. And then finally a very brave commissioner, Peter Dalakos, he last week offered to put it on the agenda because he realizes how important it is, not just for this project, but for every project that will be built in Tarpon Springs from now on. We simply can't agree that that traffic does not change in 10 years. I mean, it changes every year, and the safety impacts as well. I mean, if you think back to Hurricane Andrew, you know, the standards were different and back then for building. And those buildings were wiped out. Well, what would we do if, say, some business like a Walmart were going to build at those standards, and simply because they were grandfathered in, so they say, they could build a substandard structure that would be dangerous for people to enter? That's essentially what we're talking about. They're trying to say that they don't have to keep up with modern code. And we're saying they do. And obviously with traffic, if you've been up this way, that the island that they're trying to build this thing on, the water from the Anquot River flows on both sides of it. So you have to cross two bridges. You know, it's in between two bridges.
If approved, the discount store supermarket would be built on the banks of the Anquot River. But there's now another environmental issue that could foil Walmart's plans. That's a discovery of two nesting bald eagles on the site. Again, Chris Rabofsky.
And they're saying that they do not need to do anything about their site plan until after it's approved. And then they're going to approach Fish and Wildlife. But the tree that the eagles reside in would be in the middle of the parking lot. And there are no permits that they could get that would allow that sort of construction around a tree that has nesting eagles in it. So it's essentially, if they approve the site plan tonight, which I believe they will not, they would be approving something that is illegal already.